it looks
the speed limit, the 10-knot speed limit.
Yep, 10-knot speed limit, no nighttime traffic, anything over 30 foot. So you're fishermen. I mean, anybody that owns a boat's 32 foot is not going to be able to run out to fish.
And for sure, container shipping coming in there is going to be, they have to sit at night.
But what I'm getting at is, so you're going to get the traffic not only from Baltimore, you're going to get the traffic from Savannah. You're going to, and I've already talked to the Port Authority here. We've got a plan where, you know, we're excited about, not from obviously the damage done in Baltimore, but the idea of the traffic coming here. But yeah, that rice has well become a huge issue, and I'm not real sure when I get out of the way if they don't make another run at it back here in the Gulf.
Yeah, and for people who didn't follow this, you and I talked about it a good bit then, but this would take, like you said, it would take certain zones of the Gulf is what they were talking about, and where they said the question is genetically is a rhesus whale that different from the bride's whale,
right?
And then the worry about whale strikes by ships. They've never had a whale strike by ship that they reported, right? That NOAA didn't have a strike
Not in
the Gulf.
They've never seen one in the Gulf. They think they've heard one,
okay,
but they've never seen one.
And so with that, they were going to say certain areas of the Gulf where these ships would come through and all this, and where if you're blue water fishing, you would have to maintain. You'd have to have like an IFB on the boat that would track your speed, right?
Right. Like an aircraft.
I remember asking in the old days, were they going to put state troopers out there? But no, you'd have a tracker on your boat that showed how, and so you'd have to reduce to 10 knots.
So, and their target is the Gulf, is the oil rigs in the Gulf. That's their true target. So,
to shut down the crew boats coming and going. Is that what?
Just crew boats, but drilling. I mean, it's going to really limit how much we can drill in the Gulf. I mean, you got to be able to get crew boats out there. You got to be able to get supplies out there. You have to do a lot of things. So that was my fight on natural resources, just trying to keep the Gulf open. And through natural resources, I could not get that done. But what I could do by being on appropriations is I got it defunded.
Yeah.
You know, that's what most people don't understand about appropriations. It's not about where you're spending money. It's how you can control where the money's being spent. And again, I honestly think once I'm out of the way, you know, after January, they'll make another run at it. And if you own a boat over 30 foot, you're gonna get hammered.
I wonder if you know, maybe you get some kind of, we have certain groups Gulf wide that are in the recreational fishing world. I wonder if they get engaged in that and start lobbying, because it's so hard to get everybody's voice together, right, on these kind of things. If you have a commercial interest, it's easier. You have groups representing you if you're in oil and natural gas, or if you're in shipping. If you're a recreational angler, you know, you got to find a group out there that would do it to get everybody's voices together and lobby as one.
But none of them are on appropriations is the problem.
Right.
None of the representatives on the Gulf Coast, I was the only one on appropriations, which leads to another thing, which is lead. I heard you earlier in the segment with Dotson talking about the lead issue.
Ammunition, you've been talking about that a while.
I've been preaching that one for a while, trying to get the environmentalists off our backs. But, you know, they pushed this idea of taking all lead out of all national parks. We were able to push back on that through natural resources, and just, you know, it boiled down to the buzzard that's supposed to
California condor.
To eat lead. And when I finally asked them how many they had recorded died from eating lead, they said none. So that, you know, on these committees are extremely important, that all the congressmen are on. All your representatives are sitting on committees for a reason. Do not take any committee lightly, because they're there to represent you, whether it's lead for hunting, whether it's fishing in the Gulf in your 30-plus foot boat, whether it's you know, simple things from an environmental standpoint. This country's under attack from environmental groups, and we've really got to push back. And we'll do anything to enhance our environment and protect it and keep it clean. But there are some things that are absolutely ridiculous when you put lives of human over the lives of other plants or other people.
I want to ask you this, the vote you took, the no vote you took on the consolidated appropriations.
All right.
Talk about that and your no vote.
Well, that one was a tough one.
You want to
one.
Shut down the government?
Well, you know, it was a tough one. I talked to Katie about it. She and I talked the night before I took the vote. I explained to her where I was on it. There's a lot of things.
Because she was the only Republican Alabama.
Was. That tells you how brave she is. I'll be honest with you. I could have gone either way. I chose no. There was some stuff in there I just didn't like. I didn't like all the LGBTQ money that was going out. I didn't like so much stuff that was woven in it. I didn't like the way we handled it. To drop that bill on us and give us less than 24 hours to read it and process right. it. Now, we've got software that processes. They look for buzzwords. I mean, there's ways we can go through a thousand pages.
It shouldn't
pages.
Have to be that way.
Well, no one's going to read 1,000 pages, but you've got saying, 10 smart people in your office that are going to split it up.
But still, you should have more than 24 hours for those 10 smart people.
It's supposed to be
people.
72 hours. That's what we all agreed to.
So what happened
typical,
here?
Typical Senate. They wait to the last minute. And they know what they're doing. It's the same game they play every year. So I was a no vote. I felt sorry for Katie being the only one out there. I could have voted yes for it because, again, I'm bringing a lot of stuff to the Gulf Coast you're going to hear me talking about.
Yeah, that's a tough thing, right? And people, that it's not that simple. And it's a tough world. I wish we could get it split out to vote for things individually. But you have things that, gosh, all these things are good. But here's the poison pill in it, right?
Yeah, so I work hard to get a fire station, $1 million. I was trying to think the fire engine, I think, let's just call it $1 million. I work hard to get that to the end of the rope, which the end of the rope is that bill.
Right.
And then I have to vote against it because of all the LGBTQ money that's built into it.
Right.
And that's done in the Senate. So it's a hard bill. And you're going to hear me talk about a lot of good stuff that I got put in there for this district because I'm big on that. I'm a firm believer. It's my job to enhance the community with community projects any way I can.
It wasn't even on my list, but you brought me to this. What does this district look like? Because I know we have a general coming up, but the general's not a competitive thing. So when Barry Boer is congressman for AL1, What does it look like?
I've got high hopes for Barry, and I've reached out to him twice. I made sure he understood that anything I can do to help him and make him successful in this district, I'm here for, because his success is our success. Mm-hmm. He will be my congressman also, mm-hmm. so I have every reason in the world to help him and make sure he's successful. Make sure the port's successful. Make sure Baldwin County is looked after with their needs. I mean, we've got huge opportunities everywhere we look.
Mm-hmm.
I know politics, all we want to do is talk about negative things, but I'd love to talk about positive things one day. I'd love just to be able to get up in front of people and talk about all the positive things we have going on in this country. Let's quit feeding on the negative. I spoke to veterans yesterday, and the first question was, there's so much negative. And I told them, I said, quit watching TV. Read. Mm-hmm. Mix your social media up. Don't go to just the ones that's going to tell you the stuff that scares you to death. That's the thing that bothers me about politics, is politicians want you to fear everything and make you think that they're the only ones that can fix it, and they do absolutely nothing. We go from year to year to year to year with the same problems. My personality is just the opposite. I'm a fixer. Tell me where the problem is one time, and I'll go fix it. If I can't fix it, I'll let you know I can't fix it. But the political world has just become, they just keep hammering the same problems over and over and over and over. But I think, I have very high hopes for Barry. He's got every reason to do great. We have got to support him. We have got to get out there and make sure that he does it right. We have to express our concerns. He's got to understand how important this port is to Mobile. He has to understand how important that bridge is to Baldwin County. We have to tell him. Don't expect him to find out on his own. And we can do that in a positive way.
The tough thing is that those negative issues often drive people to polls.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because I agree, there's great things. But just like I said earlier, that you don't see, it takes a lot for somebody to go online to give a business review that was pleased.
Right.
So it's magnified.
The bad ones.
Right.
Should,
the bad ones that people get on their keyboard real fast for a bad one, but it says something when somebody takes time to say something positive and good.
The American spirit is much, much stronger than one person.
Agreed. But that, like, for example, the economy. So, they rolled out Bidenomics for a while, shut that down. Now they're coming back to it a little bit. But the Biden campaign, to me, the Republicans took Bidenomics and said, really, this is your economy? Good. Own it. That negativity of what it costs to go to the grocery store versus just patriotism and love of country may drive somebody to show up and go vote because they want the grocery bill to come down. You know that, and I'm with you. I wish it was more positive too, but I know what drives voters, and sometimes it's, I don't really care about the positive things. I got to just fix this problem with my grocery bill or whatever it is.
Yep. I get those phone calls all the time. If people that are mad. Mm-hmm. Nobody will ever call you and tell you how great they were. Although, I had a lady yesterday give me a thank you card, which I thought was so sweet.
That is nice.
She had fought for her benefits as a widow through the VA, couldn't get it done. She brought it to us, and we had it done in 2 weeks. And that's the kind of stuff that just puts, you know, that puts wind under your wings and encourage you to keep going.
Yeah, that's a part of the job that you've discussed a lot on here, and you would put messages out to tell people how to get in touch with your office to do things. That we have this big bureaucracy out there, and it's going along as the behemoth that it is. But it isn't just the job of a member of the House of Representatives to represent us on a bill or a vote or that. It's to be able to go call an agency mm-hmm. and say, I have an American citizen that needs something to happen and is not happening, right? I mean, that's a part of the job that probably was way more understood and known 50 years ago, 100 years ago than it is now.
I think it was more of a communication. I think with social media, we've got away from communication skills, social skills. Just now everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, but, you know, a handful of people get the loudest and talk negative about you. You know, it's part of being an elected official. You just have to get used to it, move on. It doesn't matter if you're a county commissioner, if you're a congressman. It doesn't matter who you are. You're going to get the negative people are going to be the loudest. So just push on.
All right. Coming right back, more with AL1's Jerry Carl right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:51, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. AL1's Congressman Jerry Carl, our guest. Chance to text or call 343-0106. You had me on the high note going to the positive, but I got to come back to negativity. Border situation here. It's because I'm looking at two things I think are driving on the presidential side, economy and border, right? And the border thing, it seems like the Biden administration has on occasion made some messaging like, okay, they're going to do it too. Now they're going to do it too. But I think it's, I don't know that somebody hears that who's a voter on the border and goes, oh, okay, well, Biden's going to do it. We're good.
No, but Biden's not going to do anything. That was again the bill that I voted against. There was nothing in there for the border. When Biden talks about more money for the border, he's talking about more processing and more people coming through. I started talking about the early plane flight a year and a half ago about mm-hmm. flying people yeah. in. I started talking about it. Nobody's listening. I was down in Panama talking to the Panamanian government. They told me that they were making a deal with U.S. government to fly people in to make it faster. And I told everybody that, but nobody listens to me.
Because it seems so outlandish.
Well, when a government tells you that's happening, are they being talked to about it? You know, people might ought to listen to right. to people with level heads. So what's going to happen at the border? Again, that wasn't the money was not in the bill. We're going to have to get a Donald Trump. We're going to have to get a very strong personality that's willing to go down there. Now, how do we seal it up? This is where it's going to get tricky. Are you going to send military down there? Are you going to send National Guards down there? How much force can they use? Because you can't send a battalion of Marines down there and expect them to want to go square dancing with those folks coming across, because those Marines are going to shoot and fight.
And they can't, because posse comitatus. Yeah, posse comitatus. We can't deploy American military inside our borders. So.
On special occasions, we could.
Assistance.
We could override some stuff, but I think that border is certainly a big enough issue. We need to do something. Let's finish the border wall, just like we're all keep saying, finish the border wall. Let's set up some process to get these folks out. I don't know
which one's a bigger lift, Congressman. Honestly,
well,
I think it's easier to build a wall.
Is stop the flow in.
True, you don't. Yeah, you can't until you stop the leak. You can't drive things out. But it just like I think there's a better chance of getting a border wall built than actually getting people that are in here illegally back out.
You've got to finish the wall first, and let's deal with what's here. But again, we're back to a person that wants to get it done. I think Trump wants to get it done. I've had the conversation with him publicly. He has said that several times. Joe Biden is not going to do anything. What you see them doing right now is now they're beginning to say, well, you know, we ought to give all these people citizenship that are in here. That's the way to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Really. They can't speak the language. They don't have jobs. They're living off government subsidies that we're giving them. We're giving them housing, food, clothing. You know, it's easy for me in the airport when it was cold weather to figure out who was coming from the border. They all had on new shoes and new jackets. Every one of them, new shoes, new jackets. They're coming from a warm weather climate. They don't have any warm clothes, but they're going to New York or wherever they were sending them on a plane. You could pick them out. They all had the same jacket and same shoes on. Common sense. Common sense is all it takes to govern. But we don't have that anymore. We've got to be able to step up and protect our country. It's worth fighting for. It's worth having these conversations.
I wonder this one, too, came up the other day when I was talking to Ben Raines about the underwater forest and kind of where is the chance of getting that protection across the finish line while you're still in office.
I've got a list of about 12 things, and that's one that I'm trying to get. I'm going to try to get across finish line before. I don't know. I'm going to be positive. I think we can get it done.
Okay.
It's certainly on my list.
What a treasure.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact is that we can still fish it and dive it, and we catch snapper and go spear fish and do all this stuff. But just, yeah, in this case, I think that 70,000-year-old striper stump should not be taken for no money from the bottom of it to be sold on the market.
So on natural resources, my Democrat friends are agreeing with me. So that's a good thing. So if we can get it together and get it on the floor, getting it on the floor is a trick. But if we can get it on the floor and get it voted on, I think we can get it passed.
Okay. We'll keep my fingers crossed.
All right.
On that one.
I'm going to try that. That's one on my list.
All right. Y'all head back when?
Week and a half.
Week and a half.
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to be tasked with when y'all walk in there?
Keeping Mike Johnson in place.
Yeah, because I got just a minute left here, but I mean, it seems like that's not as sure a thing, huh?
Well, it's just gotten crazy. I mean, the far, far right, I mean, all they want to do is destroy, just tear up and destroy. And this country, we're bigger than that.
But Mike Johnson is not any kind of rhino.
No.
I mean, that's the thing.
They're beginning to call him a rhino. But you look at it,
he was like, his conservative scores off the... I don't get that.
Mike does not fit that rhino image whatsoever, but he's got a tough job. We have to keep the government going. We can't just arbitrarily shut it down. For people,
shut it down to make it like a warning.
Just keep watching. That's what's happening. We're fixing to get it shut down. You're fixing to see the Democrats take over. You're going to see the Democrats start pushing legislation through there because they know Trump's coming. It's going to be a crazy 9 months. So let's don't burn it down. Let's keep control of it. Let's keep cool heads. Let's communicate as a Republican Party. Let's quit trying to take one another off. I mean, it's become cowboys and Indians down on that floor. I mean, they're ready to scalp you at any moment or shoot at you. Depends on which side you're on. So it's going to be tough between now and election time. But I certainly hope this 2 weeks off has got everybody cooled off because I'm telling you, it was a boiling point when I left there. I mean, it was just about at fist. People, making a final vote and getting out of there was the smartest thing that ever happened.
It was that contentious.
But Congress has got a history of fighting now. I mean, they've been shot and whipped with canes.
Canes, of course.
Congress is a... is 435 different personalities trying to blend together to make one decision, and it just doesn't happen very often. But I have high hopes. I'm gonna keep doing my job and keep trying to get folks elected. I raised a lot of money to get people elected this last cycle. I'll keep raising money trying to get new folks elected this cycle. That's just what a good governing does. A good Republican does is try to support other Republicans.
Congressman Carl, appreciate your time.
Thank you. Always enjoy it.
And looking forward to seeing you again soon.
Yes, sir.
Coming back, hour number 2 of Midday Mobile.